You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Leviathans are spawning offshore, and that means it's time for another Haunted City, the show where we play Blades in the Dark. I showed the wrong side of the book, podcast listeners. Blades in the Dark, the incredible game by John Harper and Evil Hat, available in dank basements filled with cutthroats and scum. My name's Jared Logan. I am the GM, and with me, as always, I have my talented and horrifyingly brave cast who create chaos every time we play. Please welcome Abu Salim, Josephine McAdam, and Ross Bryant. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah. Now, that's what I call Duskfall 4. We've already talked about that's what I call music on this show. I'm bringing things back.
That's right. We talk about it now. We talk about jock jams.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Oh, look, we're already out of things to talk about. It's like a marriage up here.
Well, hardly. We got to do something to get the spark back. Should we go to Sybaris or something?
Sybaris would be some sort of swinging sex club, Ross.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like a pleasure retreat on like a, it's like Sandals, but horny, right?
I was thinking more like a sip and paint class, but.
Oh, just like to make your own pottery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking more of like a go to an island where, we confront our desires.
Oh, how does everybody in this game is in a relationship. How do you keep the spark in your relationship? Josephine McAdam, go.
Oh my God. Well, you know, Jared, we just have the perfect life, so there's no need to even think about that.
Wow, the spark is a flaming inferno.
I don't think I have a real answer for you. I mean, you know, we're marry your best friend.
You still have that newlywed glow.
There it is, yeah.
So, Josephine, you would say that your hubster is your best friend.
Wow. I hate hubster, but...
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I'm also kind of loose with best friend because I feel like I have multiple best friends.
Okay, so you are cheating on him.
No.
You say to your husband, you're my best friend. And then like 10 minutes later, he sees you turn to someone else and go, you're my best friend also. That's got to hurt.
Sometimes. No, it's fine.
Man, the game dynamic is really creeping in here.
Yeah, you keep negging. And then,
every now and then I let them pilot his body. It's a very complicated scenario.
Oh, I see. It's a Duskfall thing. Well, I'm just thinking, yes, this is a show where people listen to us play a steampunk crime role-playing game, but why can't it also contain relationship advice,
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
There's no reason it can't.
Communication, Jared. Communication.
Communication. All right. That feels like something people always say. I'm looking for the really good gems here. Let's see if Abu, how do you keep the flame alive in your relationship? What are some tricks and tips?
I medicate.
You medicate. Very good. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, Josephine.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's the kind of thing that you can really use. What kind of pills are we talking here?
I see.
Oh, everything from paracetamol to
maybe. I don't even know what paracetamol
is. Painkillers?
It's painkillers, exactly. So ibuprofen.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling like, gotta try something different, I might try, some melatonin to put myself to sleep.
Yeah.
That normally helps.
That's good. Yeah. Honey, I'm just going to put myself to sleep. That's what our quality time together will be.
Only works. Yeah. And if it's really, really bad.
Long pause. I'm worried about what's coming next.
I'm trying to think. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, like, we just, you know what, actually? Okay, on a real level, what we do is we give each other space. That's what it is.
Interesting.
You know? Like, you know, the thing is, like, she enjoys her keeping up with the Kardashians, and I enjoy my gaming, you know, or even role-playing, right?
Yeah.
You know, if I say, honey, I'm going to go role-play, she's like, sure thing, because she knows that I'm not going to be in a grill for the next, like, 2 hours. So, you know, that's kind of how it works. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
that's
you
essentially
guys,
it.
You guys even live in different houses, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, I would sleep in different beds, eat different foods, different cutlery.
When you do sleep over, you have that two-bed situation like in an episode of Ozzie and Harriet from the 1950s.
No, we share the same bed. It's just two different duvet covers. You know, like two different, do you know what I mean? It's actually a very Scandi thing. So
it's not actually losing your virginity if it's through a duvet.
Exactly. You know, technically, I am still a virgin.
Yes. I wish I could say the same, but I've spawned two. I'm on one of the Leviathans spawning offshore. I've spawned two people.
This is invaluable advice.
I'm just
saying. Ross Bryant, what's your advice? You liked the space comment from Abu. What's your advice for keeping the spark in a relationship?
Yeah, you saw me giving snaps to the deep, deep wisdom of Abu there. Because, space is essential. We don't have to be – yes, I would say – married my best friend, but that doesn't mean we have to be on each other all the time, like a parasitic eel clamped to the side of a leviathan as it swims through the deep, you know, sucking it of its vital nutrients. We can have our own space, much like this, I can come in here and do my role playing while my wife can do things that she enjoys to do. And
right next to him, by the way.
Yeah, often 4 feet to my right. And and when she goes out with friends, as she told me, as she did last night, one of whom was your wife, Jared.
Yes.
That she has the space to get together with other partners of people who role play and mercilessly roast our asses for hours.
Michael probably needs in on this too.
Yeah. And being able to just like hold your part, just flame your partner mercilessly for getting on their computer and doing his little voices is an essential component of keeping a relationship healthy, wealthy, and wise.
That's great. Yeah. I guess, you know, secret, it would be when my wife goes out with a bunch of people, I'm always like, who are they? You know? And then she gets home, I'm like, you're home a little late, you know? Even if it's like 9 o'clock, you know?
You're often like in a robe, like swirling a snifter of brandy in a, in a dimly lit room, like somebody's back late.
Yes, I'm always like, I don't have to remind you the consequences if you were to somehow shame this marriage. And then I put the brandy down and march into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I like to do is post a lot on socials about her to let her know how much I love her. Recently, I posted this thing where I said, I love my curvy wife, is what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
And that backfired. She did get mad. But the point is that I'm trying.
Jared, you joke, but I realized recently that a lot of my social media posts did include my wife, and I feel as though I'm dangerously close to becoming a quote wife guy unquote.
I mean, hey. With a wife like yours, makes perfect sense.
I'm saying
dropping the irony for a second, ain't nothing wrong with being a wife guy. I don't see nothing wrong with being a wife guy. All right. Well, speaking of relationships, there is an interesting
oh my God.
triangle that has developed over the last season and three episodes among our crew, the Remnant. Ecphelia, Valkos, and Juliet are in a dangerous sort of pyramid of conflicting emotions, and I can't wait to see how it all unravels to probably everybody's detriment. And let's get into the show right now and find out. I will now speak my overly written intro.
Intone the words.
1,000 years ago, this was a land of beauty and magic. Then came the cataclysm that blotted out the sun and ripped open the gates to the land of the dead. The city of Duskfall is a metropolis of factories and tenements surrounded by crackling lightning barriers. Outside the city is a wasteland of the ravening undead. Inside the city is a teeming hive of scum and villainy, intrigue and corruption. Life is cheap in a city ruled by death. The sun is gone. The only thing that shines in Duskfall are the blades in the dark.
Dark.
So welcome good. Back. By way of a brief recap, we joined our crew, the Remnant, in prison at the beginning of this season. Incarceration in the game, Blades in the Dark, is an entire minigame unto itself, and we decided to roleplay it out with some free play and some downtime inside the prison. While they were in there, they got up to all kinds of interesting things, including using a shiv to stab one of the members of the Billhooks and digging a hole under the lightning barriers to some sort of ingress into the Deathlands outside. Will that come back up? It's hard to tell. There's a lot of plot threads weaving around here, but regardless, they were eventually released from prison after several months, and they started to pursue their goals as a group. Their goal being to find out who killed Ophelia, who was the catalyst for Ecphelia and Juliet's quest for revenge, first against the Spark Rites, which they have carried out by destroying Unapheros, and now against the people they think were probably responsible, Leviathan Hunters, who make a lot of wealth by, you know, harvesting Leviathan blood from out of the Void Sea. They would be very afraid of what Ophelia and Juliet were working on, which was a alternative fuel source, and they're the most likely culprit of Ophelia's accident, which killed her and eventually led her spirit to inhabiting Ekpragwoti, creating the gestalt being Ecphelia. In our last episode, they decided to turn the tables on the Leviathan Hunters. The Leviathan Hunters had tried to hire them to spy on the Grey Cloaks. Instead, our crew decided to flip the tables and double cross the Leviathan Hunters, get onto Lord Strangford's ship, the Crucifix, and look for any kind of evidence that they could use to defame, hurt, or strike a blow against the Leviathan Hunters. What they're number one probably looking for is some sort of evidence that the Leviathan Hunters caused Ophelia's accident, but I think there's all kinds of things, all kinds of dirt that they might find on the Leviathan Hunters, and that dirt would be profitable because they could sell it to an enemy of the Leviathan Hunters. And so they did get onto the boat. They did interact with Eric, Lord Strangford's servant, minion, second in command. They did pass themselves off as trying to discover a mole in the Leviathan Hunters organization, while Valko stuck into Lord Strangford's captain's suite and stole some sort of journal. Now we join our characters back in their grotto in Six Towers, and we are going to handle first XP, starting with Ecphelia.
Right.
Ecphelia, let's look at your sheet. Ecphelia, you rolled some desperate actions. Rolled two prowess desperate actions, it looks like, and one resolve desperate action. And it looks like you only need one more point of XP to advance. Would you like to move any of those into your main XP tracker?
Yes, I will. Actually, I feel as though I may have some playbook advancements also. I might see if I've got one of those. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's wait and see. So, at the end of each session, for each item below, mark one XP, you displayed your dominance or slayed without mercy. Is that true of your vampire character?
I would say that the totally cruel and awfully sadistic way in which Ecphelia set up the poor, poor minion of the Grey Cloaks to enter the Leviathan Hunter's ship and then just use him as a red herring, allowing him to be both psychologically and physically tormented, definitely counts as asserting dominance.
I will allow it for one XP.
Bringing me thus to a fulfilled playbook advancement track.
That's right.
And
what do you think? Would you like to go ahead and take an advancement, or would you like? I mean, you kind of have to spend that now. You kind of have to clear your XP tracker and spend it now.
Oh, absolutely. God. Absolutely.
Not the vampire leveling up.
Oh, yeah, vampires get some nasty abilities, including the ability you already have to read thoughts,
which I
have tried to nerf as much as possible with no success.
Right.
Great. What do you think? You have it. You can wait. You can wait. We can finish up. We can go ahead and know you have an ability coming, and go ahead and keep filling this start over in this XP tracker, shall we?
Yeah, but I actually think I do know what I'm going to take.
Okay,
great. But we can resolve that maybe after, or I'll let you know what it is after I, after we get done with this. Let's see.
So you expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage. Absolutely, you're going after the people you think might have killed you.
Correct.
And so I'll give you 2 XP for that, because this is this is the core quest in the video game. This isn't a side quest you were on, right? The main storyline.
Yes.
Okay. And you struggled with issues from your vice, trauma, or strictures during the session. I don't know that you did.
I don't know that I did. I never bled any or sucked anyone. I think I would say that I did lean into those traumas, of which I have many.
So your traumas are things like ruthless, obsessed, vicious. You did act that way, but I don't think that you had issues with them, right? Like, for example, if you were in a social situation and your viciousness messed with your ability to carry out the goal, I would say yes, but I would say that in this case, your viciousness and ruthlessness just sort of helped you.
Yeah, fair. I'll say so. And even though I did reveal some creepy physical changes at the end of the last session, I did not necessarily trigger, but that was, people did see me looking a little more.
I'm giving you that. Take an XP for that.
Yeah.
Which is one of my strictures.
Basically, so, the Leviathan Hunters know that you are a supernatural creature of some sort. It is conceivable they could figure out you're a vampire.
That's right.
Yeah. Take an XP for that. Just checking in before we get your new special ability. You have 1 stress left that you probably need to clear during this downtime. Clear some of that during this downtime.
Oh yeah.
And are you hurt? No, you're completely healed. So physically you're fine. You just have you have 1 stress away from a trauma. So you'll need to take care of that. Okay, what vampiric ability are you going to take?
I am going to take the vampiric ability of terrible power. I take 1 stress to perform a feat of superhuman strength or speed. Run faster than a carriage, break stone with bare hands, leap onto the roof of a building, etc. This factors into effect. So now there's, vampiric feats of physical prowess.
Oh, yes.
Even harder to stop for anybody that, say, wanted to stop you or put you down or rid the world of your curse.
But I will also, when I take when I take a new vampire trait, I have to take a stricture.
Thank God.
Already have 2. So that means I have to take one of the remaining 3. And these are starting to get really prohibitive.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Oh, let's see which one I select.
What a fun balance, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Man, oh man. Okay. I'm going to take one. And would you like to know what it is?
Ooh, yeah, so just to let people know, you already have forbidden. You cannot enter.
No, that's the one I'm picking.
Oh, that's the one you're about to pick. You already have bestial. When you suffer physical harm, or overindulge your vice, you twist into a horrific bestial form.
Right.
And bound, your spirit must remain in the body or be destroyed. Now you're taking forbidden. Tell people what that is.
You cannot enter a private residence without permission from the owner.
Oh, no.
You've got to let the right one in.
Oh my God.
In a private residence, I must be invited in to gain ingress.
Yo, that's crazy as hell. Okay.
That's wild, man.
That's wild, man.
Pause, bro. For real?
All right. That is Ekphelia. Excellent, Ekphelia. Let us now look at Juliet. Juliet.
Okay.
Tell me about your XP. Let's start there. Well, let's look. First, you had a couple desperate resolve actions. You had a desperate insight action. It looks like your playbook advancement is clear right now.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So
yeah.
Would you like to put those into playbook advancement or keep them on the attribute they're at?
I'm going to keep them on the attribute. Yeah, I'm going to keep them on the attribute. I can't move them from one attribute to another, can I?
I'm afraid not.
Okay.
Okay, so let's look at your XP triggers. You addressed a challenge with technical skill or mayhem. I think absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take that.
I'm going to put these into an attribute.
Oh, can you do that? Can you move them over to it?
We've done that before, right?
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can.
Am I making that up?
Well, I don't think so, but I will double check while we are talking
here.
I'll keep count. Okay, so you're going to put one. I'm going to give you one for that.
Okay.
I'd give you two if you did something like, you know, when you created a giant bomb that destroyed an entire facility. But
yeah, that's fair.
Your poisons and your various things, I think, in this particular case, give you one. Okay. So now, why don't we go to your next trigger, which is you express your beliefs, drives, and heritage. I'm giving you two for that because this is your main. This is your main quest. And finally, vice or traumas. Did anything happen with those?
No. You know, Ophelia is no longer my vice, and. Though I did watch her torture, and I surprisingly, Juliet has no trauma, which is just incredible to believe. So no, I don't think I dealt with vice or trauma in this one.
You may mark end of session XP on any XP tracks you want, any attribute, or your playbook XP track.
Perfect.
So we have checked that, and it is all good to go. So I see you're trying to fill up your prowess XP.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Just a check in with you. You are two stress away from a trauma.
Oh gosh. Yep.
And you are still pretty hurt. You are level 2 plasm soaked, level 1 bruised and terrified still. So pretty banged up.
Yep.
Anything else we need to know about Juliet before we move on to Valkos's XP?
No, man, she's tired.
She's tired, man. Her vice is going to be like chilling out with like a true crime show. She's going to Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let us come to Valkos.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, Valkos. Wow, Valkos. You filled up your prowess tracker with desperate actions.
Nice.
So you may put a dot into another action
in prowess.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it
into prowl. Okay. Yep. And then clear that XP. You also had 4 desperate actions in insight. Not enough to fill up the tracker yet. And you can move any of those into your playbook XP. Your playbook XP is currently clear. So let me know if you want to move any of those into playbook XP, and you also have two resolved desperate actions. Are you moving that into any of that into your playbook XP?
Hold on. 2, 4, 8, 9, 10. No. I'm actually going to keep... Actually, yes, I am. I'm going to move them all to my playbook.
Woo! XP.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm going
to do. Wow.
Yeah.
It's special ability time almost, right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, you're two away, so you're probably going to get your new special ability. Okay.
Mm.
So, you addressed a challenge with violence or coercion. Now, this is interesting, because... Mm. You were pretty sneaky tricky this time.
I was, and I don't think I'd used any form of violence apart from, I mean, again, you could say that I tried to open a lock violently, but then at the same time, it was quite sneaky. So I don't I wouldn't necessarily say it was violent.
Isn't this wild? Valkos is a man of many levels, many shades. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say no on that one.
Yeah.
Wow. You expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Think I did. I don't think I did.
You did.
What?
I didn't. I was a man on a mission.
That's right.
And yeah. I was just keeping my I was goal driven.
That's so right.
I don't think I did.
And then finally, you struggled with issues from your vice or trauma during the session.
I did not.
You did not. Oh, right. I'm so happy that you think that, and I'm not being a mean GM. No,
I didn't, because I'm telling you, I was very much, I had a goal, I went for it, and that's it, really.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Yeah.
You did. I mean, you got a startling amount of XP from the whole thing, and you are very close to a playbook level up, a new special ability. But let's just check in. Valkos is one stress away from trauma.
Yes.
Valkos still has the trauma obsessed. We should keep that in mind as we play.
Valkos does?
Yes, yeah. Valkos does. That's right.
Y'all are both obsessed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay.
Well, to be fair, Ekphelia has four traumas. So
yeah.
Because Ekphelia is a vampire. And Valkos, you have one level one harm. You are bruised.
Yes.
So that might be clearable during this session. Let's go ahead. Now we do our crew XP.
Oh, yeah.
Almost forgot. All right. Crew XP. Crew XP. I think we should have cleared your rep last time, because you did go up to tier 2, if I'm not mistaken, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we cleared that. We took care of the coin, which all looks like it's empty now. You brought yourself down to 1 at level 1, so you are weak tier 2 right now. Let me see. We're not in payout yet. We're just going to do XP. So, did you execute a successful burglary, espionage, robbery, or sabotage? Absolutely. Go ahead and take an XP for that.
Are you filling it for us, or do we need
I will fill it for you. That's a good idea, since it's the whole crew. Contended with challenges above your current station? Absolutely. Level 5 Leviathan Hunters? Yes. Bolster your crew's reputation or to develop a new one? Oh, you developed a new reputation, all right. The Leviathan Hunters, as our friend Ekphelia mentioned, or Ross Bryant mentioned, Leviathan Hunters know who you are and that you're out to get them now. All right. And did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of your crew? It was total chaos, and it was in the main quest campaign track, so I'll give you, one for that. So you have half filled up your crew advancement tracker. Very good. Just to let people, remind people, it's important to remind people about certain things. You have two claims on your sheet. You have a turf claim and a covert drops claim. You were actually kind of using the covert drops to communicate with the Leviathan Hunters before you double-crossed them. So just letting people know that. You also, in your various crew upgrades, you have a hidden lair. Hard to find. You have an upgraded vault so you can store more coin. You have an upgraded workshop so that your items have a higher quality. You have training in prowess available to you, and you have higher quality supplies, it says. So you have all of those things, and let's move on. Let's move on to payout. So, yeah. Payout, very important. You're going to get 5 rep for this.
Oh.
Wow.
And the reason I did all the math, the reason is because of you get 2 automatically, and then you get for, you know, how high above their, your station they were. So you have earned 5 rep for this one. That is a lot of rep, but I think that we also need to understand that that means that this might get out. This might be known that this happened. That's how you're accruing rep. Like, this was daring. This was brash and shocking, a shocking raid on Strangford's own ship. So 5 rep for you there. And I would like to handle the rest of your payout with some play, okay? Because what we said is there's people that would probably want to pay to get their hands on that journal. We will handle that shortly. We'll deal with the coin in a minute. First, I would like to go ahead and deal with your heat. Okay. So I think that the heat is 5 heat. So you got 5 rep, but you also got 5 heat. Oh, and the reason is because I did all the math here, but basically it was a level 4 heat job, and then you also were dealing with, you know, powerful enemies on unfamiliar territory. So I'm giving you 5 heat. Might be a good idea to, you know, clear some of that if you guys have enough downtime actions, because pretty soon you'll be wanted too again, and you don't really want that. All right, that's the heat, and that's a baby in the background. We bring our children. We bring our children to work. Mine are sitting quietly right off camera right now. Do not speak. If you want candy, do not speak. Okay. Let's do our entanglements. Always a fun part of.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. Your entanglements, I think that you are, your heat is 5, and you are wanted level 1. So roll a number of dice equal to wanted level, and use the result based on the amount of heat you have. So, who would like to roll 1 die?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I volunteer.
Oh, yeah, Valkos has the best luck.
So what do I roll?
You're going to roll a 1 die. Don't worry about its position and effect, because this is just for entanglements. Okay. And tell me what you roll.
I'm going to roll my command die. I'm going to do it control. Can I do it in controlled, standard?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter, because it's just for entanglements.
3.
A 3. Okay, so questioning. The blue coats have grabbed someone on the periphery of your crew. Who will it be? It's an NPC you've met. It's someone you've had dealings with. I'm actually going to let the players kind of offer up some people that they think might have been in danger of getting grabbed by the blue coats. Anybody?
I wouldn't say it's Sawtooth, because Sawtooth is far away from this ship.
Yeah.
See, I would... Wonder
would
if
it be cruel to put Del Crofty in there if he even gets off the ship?
Well, does he get off the ship is the thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like I wonder how loyal he would be to us.
He wouldn't be.
Yeah. I feel like... What was the name of the Great Cloaks?
The second?
The second in command there.
Yeah, Hutch. that was Hutch.
I want to say it was Hutch.
I think Hutch got grabbed. That's a great idea. Hutch knew almost everything about the mission, right? Because Hutch was... So if he talks, that ain't good. All right. So in questioning, you either gain heat based on a fortune roll, or you can pay off the blue coats with 2 coin. Well, you haven't really bought... You know, you haven't really... Because of the way I was handling it, you haven't really earned coin... for what you've done yet. That's a little unfair, right? So let's say that Hutch is currently being questioned. Would you like to go around and see if you can sell this journal?
Yeah.
We, of course, want to see what's in the journal first.
Very good. Right. And so back in the Sunken Grotto, who is going to read it?
I think I would give
Ophelia the honors because there might be some incriminating evidence, but I think we're, you know, sort of over the shoulder, perhaps. At least Juliet would be.
Then yes, of course, I'll read it.
The journal contains extremely sensitive and profitable information, but perhaps not the information that you would wish it to contain, Ophelia. Mm. It only details the last year, probably not within the bounds of when Ophelia suffered her accident. Strangford keeps a record of his voyages on the crucifix. After a hunt in which he was personally injured by a great leviathan he calls Hantu, which is pale and eyeless, covered in stinging spines, Strangford has a period of feverish convalescence. Afterward, he experiences a series of episodes where he hears the demon's voice in his head, commanding him to travel outside the trade lanes into unexplored water. He resists, but in the days that follow, is horrified to discover a spine growing out of his torso. The final entry doesn't appear to be written in Strangford's hand. It reads, "Can you hear music? It calls us out to sea into the dark water where there are no lights, there to dance in the deep."
Great. So I'm just imagine actually reading that by guttering candlelight.
Oh my God.
Well,
this is huge.
Yes. Those that ply the abyssal waters and stare too deeply into their depths should be warned that the abyss stares back and probes into them. It seems our friend Strangford is undergoing a change. It would be a shame if this malady were known to the public at large.
Very good. So, armed with this incredible secret, are you going to sell the journal and earn some coin from this score? And who are you going to sell it to?
Yeah, I say yes, let's sell it. Who should we sell it to? Those who would be most, we learned some of this earlier, like who would be the rivals who want to see the Leviathan hunters taken down a peg.
The Grey Cloaks know that the Grinders, a Scovlin gang, Scovlin, they would really want to get their hands on this, and the other group is a Duskfall institution. They believe that the Ministry of Preservation would like to know about this.
That sounds like a more potentially lucrative client.
Right, with a name like that? Ministry of Preservation. Are they enemies with one of our allies? Is that something that we would know even?
Are they enemies? Well, they definitely are allied with the Spark Rites.
That's what I thought. I was like, something's ringing a bell here.
So that may make Juliet unwilling to go to them.
Interesting.
You know, Juliet, it's not inconceivable. Do you think that the Ministry of Preservation could even have been part of the conspiracy that killed Ophelia?
Right, okay. Probably, I guess. At some point. Oh, man. I don't know. This whole city is corrupt. It sometimes feels like there is no direction to turn to that is clean.
There's also go ahead, Julia.
If you want to go to the ministry, by all means, taking their money, I am not against.
Mm-hmm. We should make this public. We should go to a crier or some form of news outlet. let them know of this malady. Yes, we can sell it. But we should make it known.
Our friend Valkos is very wise. We should, of course, fetch whatever coin that this information can provide for us. But if our client proves to be clandestine and secretive with the information, using it to their own strange ends, we should make sure that the ink rakes know what the populace of Duskfall has a right to know.
I agree. Let me see this for a moment. Could I try to forge a duplicate of this?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I would love to try and do that so we have, like, a copy.
Very good. Are you just getting a copy where you can read it, or are you getting a copy that people would be fooled into thinking is real?
I would like to have a copy that people would be fooled into thinking is real.
Okay, then I would like some sort of action on your part. Because of your workshop, I'll say that, and your really good supplies, I'll call this controlled for great effect. If you succeed here, you will have a flawless copy.
Can I use my tinker ability?
I think so. I don't see why not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said great effect?
Yeah.
A six. Hey. Ooh,
there it is. You have a flawless copy of the journal.
Okay.
Down to the handwriting.
Wow.
Excellent. So.
Okay.
Now, who shall we make our sale to?
Look, so if this turns the ministry against the Leviathans, and this will create all sorts of turmoil as the ministry works with the Spark Rites and they work with the Leviathans. I'm all for seeing what this creates. However, there is a chance they will just attempt to cover it up, which is why I think it is important, as you say, that we bring this elsewhere.
Yes. And if our two enemies find themselves locked in some sort of conflict, then let us shut the latch on this little cage in which we've trapped our two rats and give it a little shake.
Beautiful. Yes. So are you deciding to go to the ministry first?
Yeah.
If that doesn't work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to approach the ministry, they are a tier 5 organization.
Can you even go in?
You are a tier 2 organization. If you think I'm about to say the door is locked, you are incorrect. But I think, outside of a score, in order to make some sort of social connection with them, it would be difficult because you guys have no previous connection to them. If anything, you have a negative connection with their ally, the Spark Rats.
Right.
So, I would like whoever's doing this in a free play mode to explain to me how you mitigate their tier, which is 3 above you, in order to establish a social connection. And then we'll make an action roll to establish it.
Can you tell me exactly, like, what's the Ministry of Preservation, like, what is their mandate?
Absolutely. The Ministry of Preservation, they are in charge of the food of Duskfall, the shipping of goods in and out of Duskfall. Basically, they oversee transportation between cities and the disbursement of food and other vital resources.
Okay.
I was actually laughing and thinking about Ross's new stricture.
Well, if we go to their office, that's not a private residence. I'm going to be leaning on that letter
private
of the law very much in the days to come.
Let me tell you a little bit more about them. They have a fleet of cargo ships with armed escorts. They have a significant treasury from taxation and transportation licensing. And the Railjacks, who work the train lines, are their employees. The Railjacks being those people who can fight off ghosts as the trains travel to different locales.
Great.
So yeah,
I actually think Juliet shouldn't be the one to go, because I think she might be on their radar if they do work closely with Spark Rites.
Yes, and Ophelia is wearing a different face now, so I could go and try to make this sale.
Great. You just have to, right now you have no effect in order to establish a connection. You just have to tell me the things you're going to do to get yourself an effect, even a limited effect, and then you can make the action roll.
Okay.
Is there any information in the journal about the ministry?
Very good. Looking through the journal, you do see some mentions that Strangford is very on guard against the ministry, whom he says are trying to take over the Leviathan blood trade from the Leviathan Hunters. The Leviathan Hunters are all members of noble houses who have their own ships. And he says that the ministry have been constantly trying to make inroads into their trade and take it over.
And do they mention anyone by name?
Yes. Lord Dalmore.
Okay. A change of plan. Maybe a private residence meeting is the way to go. I might go and pay a call on Lord Dalmore. In other words, I might.
It is in your hunting grounds, which is White Crown. It is in your hunting grounds, which is White Crown. I will go ahead and say, because it is your hunting grounds and you are used to operating there, I will knock off a one tier of difficulty. So you still have no effect. You just have to mitigate two more tiers to get like a standard effect here. So,
oh my gosh.
Okay.
What else are you doing? So you're going directly to his house. Yikes. Okay.
No, well, I would try to find an intermediary that could get me a meeting.
Very good.
I'm not just going to knock on the door. I would like to find someone that could get me a social interaction with this person.
Who's our crew contact? I don't see it marked, and I couldn't remember. Do we know?
Josephine asking the hard questions.
Well, yes. In case we can use it.
I think they got killed because they screwed us over.
Yes, it was Fitz, a collector.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, and he screwed us over.
Yeah, Fitz got killed. Thank you for remembering things, Abu.
So maybe then we have a new crew ally, and maybe we use them. Maybe it's maybe it could be Amancio, a deal broker.
That sounds great.
That's such smart gameplay that I'm going to knock off another tier of difficulty. Right now you have limited effect against the Ministry of Preservation. Amancio, a deal broker. Let's talk to Amancio, shall we, Ekphelia?
Amancio.
Yes.
Come in. Yes. It's so nice to make your acquaintance. We have many mutual friends, yes?
Yes, so it seems.
Yes! And you wish to arrange a meeting with some of Duskfall's more rarefied clientele, yes?
Yes, indeed. I understand that at your brokerage house, you're used to being a conduit between interested parties. And this is precisely what we're asking.
Certainly, Certainly. Just tell me what your business is with... who was it that you wanted me to make an introduction to?
Good Lord. And the name was?
Lord Dalmore.
Thank you. Dalmore. If you please, Amancio. Lord Dalmore.
Yes, and what shall I tell Lord Dalmore? How shall we make this introduction? Why would he be interested in meeting you?
Well, I hope that a person in your position understands the importance of discretion, because what we have to offer is something touching upon the livelihood of Lord Dalmore, and indeed perhaps his safety. And the safety of everyone in Duskfall.
That sounds very threatening.
Yes, that this touches on the preservation of all of us, which seems to be precisely his bailiwick.
A threat to the city?
Yes.
Do I understand you?
That's right. A very dangerous threat that a mere citizen such as myself am nowhere near equipped to confront, but someone of his potency might be able to take a firm hand in allaying.
There are channels to go through with these sorts of reports. You wish to go around them.
Yes, quite. As I said, discretion is of the greatest value here for the safety of all parties.
And whom shall I tell him he's meeting?
Yes. You may tell him that he is meeting, I might use an alias here.
Might be smart.
Yeah. tell him that he is meeting with Mr. Smile.
Mr. Smile. That sounds made up.
I'm sure he's clever enough to know the same, and I would hope that he would discern from that the import and the danger associated with the information that we have to broker.
Very well, I shall do my best. I can't make any guarantees, but your fee to me will be dependent on my success, yes?
Yes, of course.
Right. So, the attempt costs half a coin, down payment, and success means one coin. I will bill you. It's not due immediately. And because he is your contact, I'm going to make him the same tier as your crew, tier two. And I'm going to roll two dice for a fortune roll to see how well he does setting up this meeting. And he rolls a 6.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Now, you currently still have limited effect. Do you want to do any final thing to mitigate that situation, or do you want to go in with limited effect and see how that
what
goes?
What is the chance of perhaps me using my prowl to put a letter or a quote from said diary and posting it or finding it in, you know, like with a smile also on the face on the actual piece of paper? Yeah. So it's almost like a law. So, you know, he would have had, again, the invite from Mr. Smile, but then he would have also had hand on this letter by Mr. Mm-hmm. Smile, which only connects to him, which feels very personal.
Give me a prowl action roll. Let's make it risky for standard effect. Mm. And the risk, the consequence if you fail, is I think this meeting is not going to happen.
Oh, nah. Wait, that seems desperate.
I know. Well, no. Okay.
Yeah, that's desperate.
Oh, there we go.
Can I re-roll it with desperate? Because I failed that one. But
can I re-roll it with desperate?
Can I Let me. We're making it because that's
you guys
desperate.
Are so eager to roll those dice. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do. You're right. That would be desperate if it was the meeting is off. So I'm changing it. The meeting now cannot go beyond limited effect, and we will be right back after this commercial break to find out how that meeting goes. We'll be right back with Haunted City on the Glass Cannon Network. I can't talk. Welcome back to Duskfall, and we will get right back to where we were at. Valkos failed a roll to leave a note for our friend Lord Dalmore of the Ministry of Preservation. I think it was more that he was appalled that someone had gotten into his house. And although he is intrigued, you are going to have limited effect on your action roll to sort of sell this thing to him. All right. And I think that Amancio comes back to you and wants you to meet him at his office. Lord Dalmore wants to meet at the office. You can counteroffer and say, no, no deal. Or you can say, that's okay.
At
the Ministry of Preservation's offices in Charterhouse.
Interesting. Too dangerous. Let's do it at Amancio's office.
Very good. Amancio, Amancio actually has an office out of his like little, his like very humble but trying to be rich manse. Mm-hmm. He has like a manor house that he has put a bunch of very expensive stuff in that doesn't quite have the full effect of making it look like he lives in opulence. And so you find yourselves sitting in a drawing room with tea and scones in front of you. And Amancio says, well, I'll let you two get to it. And he exits the room, and you are sitting across from a very severe-looking man with a bald head but a horseshoe of hair around his ears. Mm-hmm. And he is wearing a Ministry of Preservation dress uniform, which looks sort of like what the Empire wears in Star Wars. And he says, well, you have my attention.
I understand your mandate is the preservation of all the citizens of this city.
That is correct, yes. We maintain the supply lines that feed the city. We protect the cargo from ghosts and other entities.
There are
I
many.
I must say, if I may interrupt you, that I don't take kindly to having my security compromised by your people.
Compromise of security. Yes. A very apropos choice of phrase. Because it's you and your noble organization that stands as a bulwark to all our security to prevent it from being compromised. And there are other institutions in our city that also preserve us. And one would hope that they hold themselves to as high a standard as you yourself. And yet, Your Grace, Lord Dalmore, there are organizations here removing the book that it seems have been falling short of their mandate. As I believe the note that was given to you suggested, a very powerful organization, it seems, has been regrettably compromised.
Yes, so you're looking to sell this tidbit to me?
I might not put it in so crass a terms as that, but you cut right to the meat of things, yes.
Allow me to peruse your merchandise.
Very well. I slide the book over.
Is there any particular entry that I should devote my attention to?
Though I'm sure your keen and discerning eye would enjoy the day-to-day operations of so worthy a ship as the Crucifix, I believe the last entry will be that which piques your curiosity the most. You may recognize Strangford's own hand.
He reads. Let's see if he does recognize Strangford's own hand.
As I'm sure all of you city potentates must be in correspondence with one another.
It's very convincing. Am I supposed to believe that you somehow stole this from Strangford? You took it off of the Crucifix? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? That's impossible. I mean, for someone like you, it would be impossible.
Oh, for someone like me, I assure you, it's impossible. You would never catch me on such a vessel as that. But there are parties within the Leviathan Hunters that remain loyal to civic safety. And those can abscond with such items, pass them into hands of interested parties, who in turn pass them into the hands of a party such as myself, who has a connection with our mutual friend, Amancio.
How do I know it's not a forgery, that you are trying to make some money off of me by concocting this entire thing? I admit the script is convincing, but I've seen good forgeries before.
I mean, I would ask you to interview, and as far as authentication goes, I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard to authenticate a journal. I might lean over and say, you can subject this to any authenticating rigors that you wish. I'm sure that the ministry has people that can appraise the worth of all manner of items. But I'm sure you could set this against Strangford's other correspondents. Or perhaps conduct interviews with others who have been on the crucifix and know the waters that it has plied. But I assure you that the authenticity of the document which you now hold is second to none. This was writ by Strangford himself. The man is compromised. He is becoming a demoniac. One must conclude that there may be other such captains in the fleet of the Leviathan hunters.
Let me stop you there. I think it's time to make our action roll. What action are you going to use to make this deal?
Seems like I'm using sway.
It does. You have limited effect right now. Would you like to take a devil's bargain in order to make this deal and get standard effect?
That sounds intriguing. What do you have?
The devil's bargain is you reveal your nature to Lord Dalmore as well.
The ministry.
Of course. I do it. Yes, I'll take that bargain.
Very good. Make your action roll. It will be risky for standard effect. The only risk here is that, well, you're already taking a huge risk by the fact that you're revealing yourself. And you're going to tell me how you do that. Mm-hmm. But the risk is that he will offer less money and it will be non-negotiable if you fail. Okay?
Okay. But I get less money if I fail. I get more if I succeed, but I reveal myself either way.
That's
right. I'll take it. Here we go. Here comes the sway roll. 5.
A 5. That is a success. It's a success with a consequence. Well, there's already one huge consequence, is that the head of the Ministry of Preservation knows that you are some sort of supernatural creature.
He doesn't know my name. He doesn't know who I represent.
No, he does not. Okay. But yeah. I am going to create a clock. And that clock is going to be Ministry of Preservation acts against hunts Ophelia. When it's full, the Ministry of Preservation starts hunting Ophelia. And I'll make that a 6-segment clock. But right now, I would like you to tell me how you reveal yourself while you are making your final pitch. How do you show your vampiric nature?
Okay. How indeed. So as he's got the book, slid it over, and is reading it.
I can only imagine the uses to which someone as powerful and adroit as yourself can put this information. Yes? So I should hope that we are in one another's confidence and that we will be remunerated in a way that is commensurate with the information that we have proffered to you.
Let me stop you. He goes to a lockbox. He opens it. He pushes over a tremendous amount of money. 8 coin.
Excellent.
8 coin. And then he says, I just thought of how you revealed yourself. He looks at you and he cocks an eyebrow and he says, perhaps there'll be another occasion for me to invite you in.
And I look back.
Yes, perhaps there will. Please make an invitation if there is another way that Mr. Smile may be of use to you.
And let's end the scene there. I'm going to go ahead and give you 8 coin.
Oh, boy.
Do we get +2 for the covert drops
bonus? Oh, my God. Is that how the covert drops? +2 coin for espionage or sabotage. I have to call it espionage for sure, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. You have the vault, which gives you... So, all of your coin fits in the vault, except for the 2 extra coin you earned from the covert drops.
Can we take some of it?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, can we each take
a coin?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go back to the scene, I bet.
I do, but I'm sorry. Greedy, greedy me.
The players are always, they're always like, but wait, I had another thing to say, and that's fine. Go ahead.
Totally worth it, I'm sure. I think maybe what tipped him off was that, like, if he was mulling something over in his head, and if Mr. Smile began almost saying what he was thinking at that moment, yes, it could, of course, upset the trust that the public at large has for the Leviathan Hunters. A blow against Strangford of this weight might be enough to you to take over some of their shipping lanes, and only you could ply the waters. And as he looks into the eyes that are repeating what his inner monologue is saying, it's not the eyes of a person, but the candlelight is reflecting like the eyes of a wolf.
Perfect. And horrifying. 8 coin. And now I'm going to double back and ask.
Wait,
do you? What? Stop. Stop, Jared.
You said it's 10 coin, +2. Right?
It's 10. Oh, my +2. God. But oh, no. Yes, it's 10 coin. Relax. Everybody put your guns down.
But we can keep it in the vault because we've upgraded it to full capacity. So well, we can hold up to 16, right?
You took one vault. Oh, yes, you're right. You can keep it in the vault. Thank you. You did.
Okay,
you
upgraded. I'm taking one. So just do 9.
And one goes to Amancio also.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
So there's 8 in the vault. Okay.
Okay. And there's 8 in the vault. Juliet has 1. And I got to say, guys, the last time the Path of Echoes didn't charge you because you had done a job for them. This time you still need to pay up to them.
Okay.
2 coin.
2? Okay.
That's what it's been.
It's not better because our tier is up now or anything?
Nope.
Oh.
Are you going to pay off the Path of Echoes?
2 coin? Yes. It's always been 2?
We'll pay them.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we get a discount on that?
Well, you got a discount last time by you took a mission for them.
Yeah.
And what you can decide is to take a mission for them.
And also, we can find someone who can pay us, right?
Yeah, we need to get paid.
We need to find that balance. Anyway.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right. Excellent work, everybody.
Okay. One last disruptive thing to throw a wrench in things is that while this was going down, was our quest at all, our score, would it qualify for vengeful at all?
Absolutely.
Payback against someone who harmed you or someone you care about?
Yeah.
Okay. So we should get an extra crew XP, and then I think I get an extra XP.
All right. We're back to XP. I'm going to give you an extra.
Just for a moment.
I'm going to give you extra crew XP, and I'm just going to start the episode over again. 1,000 years ago! All right. I do. There. You know what? I have to go back and mention something I forgot to mention, which is I'm going to go ahead and give you a -2 relationship with the Leviathan Hunters. They are now hostile to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes
total sense.
Everybody agrees that is fair. Okay, now we are finally into our downtime activities phase. Does anybody want to go first?
No. Okay. In fairness, this is something that's probably going to be a detriment to us, but wasn't this all so that we could resolve our entanglement?
It was! Thank you! And I was about to do that before I went back to doing XP.
Sorry, it's me. It's all my fault.
Let's close the circle.
Close the circle.
Let's close the circle.
Hutch is at the police station.
Hutch is at the police station. Do you want to pay off the blue coats, or do you want to have me roll and see how Hutch does in terms of the questioning? If Hutch does poorly in terms of being questioned, you will gain heat.
I'd say he can handle himself.
Yep.
Okay, he can handle himself. Let's see how he does. I just have to look up the entanglements here. Here they are. Okay. So, Hutch, they bring him in. They're asking him about what? The Gray Cloak's movements, but you know the Gray Cloak's movements have to do with you now. You guys are closely allied in a way. So... Actually, I shouldn't use the term allies. You are friendly, right?
Or helpful.
Friendly? Helpful. Okay, they are fully helpful with you. Okay, here we go. Questioning. He gets two dice because he's a tier two, just like you. And he rolls a five. One heat.
See?
You gain one heat.
Okay.
All right, Hutch.
Yeah. Nice, Hutch.
Attaboy, Hutch. Yeah.
Good game, Hutch. Good game.
Good game, Hutch. Way to Hutch it out there.
Okay. And you now have six heat, three more heat, and you will gain a wanted level. Yeah. Let us now go into downtime activities. Who would like to go first?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Valkos. Valkos, you aren't very badly hurt. You do have a lot of stress, though.
I'm very stressed. So I'm going to indulge in my vice.
Great.
I am going to... What do I roll? Resolve, right?
That's right. So let's just describe where you go. Do you go out to the Path of Echoes again and let them
I think I've got my... I've got my ghost. I've got a ghost that I go to. And this is where my... calculating special ability comes from, because I've been hanging out with this ghost for quite a while, talking to them, getting to know them, them getting to know me, and we play chess in this really derelict, dark, dank space, and it's just a conversation between me and this ghost. I think my work with the Path of Echoes has taught me to kind of contain that sense of recklessness and really kind of focus.
I love that. It's definitely weird, and it definitely is a kind of more controlled version of how you expressed your vice previously. So let us... this is a new character, this ghost, right? So let's give him a name. Is it a gender male ghost?
Yes.
His name is Aiden With.
Aiden With.
Wow.
Okay. Aiden With. I like Aiden.
So okay. I think that the level of communication you get, because, you know, the ghosts, when they're behind the veil, sometimes it's hard to understand them, or it's hard to kind of really connect to them as people. Sometimes they seem like entities almost. Now, when they ride you, you definitely get a sense of who they are. But let's see how this goes. You're going to roll your lowest attribute rating.
Okay.
And you're going to clear that much stress. Your current stress is what? It's like one away? What was it?
Yeah, one away. So I just rolled a three.
You only clear three stress. And I think that in this particular case, Aiden, you're able to get the name, but Aiden just like... sort of moves pieces, you know? You don't get that great high you get from, like, astrally connecting to his personality.
Yeah, okay.
So you have cleared three stress. I'm going to come back to you, Valkos. Oh, no, I'm not. Because do you carry these out at the Path of Echoes, or do you do you do this on your free time away from the Path of Echoes?
I do this on my free time away from the Path of Echoes. This specific one, I've got three, so I'm going to do another one later with the Path of Echoes.
Very good. So I will move away from you, and we'll get ready for that one in a little bit. Who would like to go next?
Mine's pretty simple. I'm going to go to the fighting ring that the Grey Cloaks run and indulge my vice of getting beat to a pulp.
Very good. Okay. Juliet's new vice of getting beaten up. Stupor, right?
Yep, stupor.
Okay, great. You go to the fighting pits. You see that Hutch is there. And he says, they tried to shake me down.
I heard. I'm very sorry for that. How are you doing?
Fine, but they're on to us. Move quietly for the next couple weeks.
Of course. That is what we do best.
You know who you're up against tonight?
No, who do you have me up against?
Why, we have you up against the pugilist, who happens to be someone's rival. Which of you is that?
No way. No way. Yeah. My rival?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight you're up against Marlene, a pugilist.
Awesome.
Marlene. I feel like I've heard that name before.
Now, what I want to know is, do you relieve more vice if you get beaten up, or do you relieve... I'm sorry. Do you relieve more stress if you get beaten up, or do you relieve more stress if you win?
Oh, I mean, I think she still tries to win, yeah, you know.
So you relieve more stress if you relieve more stress if you win.
Yeah, but it can't be like steamrolling. Like I have to get beat up in the process.
Well, no matter what, you'll take some blows. Okay? Yeah. But I think you relieve more stress if you are victorious. Does that sound right?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go ahead. What's your lowest attribute rating?
Resolve.
Resolve. Let's do it.
One die. Six!
Damn,
holy shit.
All right.
You kick Marlene's ass.
Unbelievable.
You take a couple hard blows to the jaw, and there's going to be a bruise there, but you use your newfound skirmishing techniques to great effect. You are... describe how you defeat her. What is your fighting style like?
Ooh, what is Juliet? Let's see. It is probably calculating in a way, but, you know, she is explosive, as we know, and I think it's that people underestimate when they see her. Because they just see this, like, petite, you know, sort of, like, calculating scientist, so to speak. And then out of nowhere, I think she, like, bum-rushes people and, like a feral cat attacks them.
They pull you off of Marlene. Marlene is a tall, wiry, very hard-muscled woman with a shock of fiery red hair. She is senseless when they pull you off of her, and the crowd cheers. Marlene doesn't like Juliet either. Now, let's move on to Ecphelia. Ecphelia, what is your first downtime activity?
I am going to feed.
Yes, that sounds prudent.
Yeah, to get some of the stress out. Let me do the roll. And based on the result, maybe answer that question?
That sounds like a good idea. What do you roll as a vampire? Your hunt. Lowest attribute. Oh, hunt, that's
always
right.
Always hunt. And I rolled a 6.
Holy shit.
Oh, nice.
God, my rolls are bad.
That doesn't
tonight.
Overindulge, does it?
No, I've got a lot of stress.
Okay, great.
So 6 is good. This was and that's a lot. So,
it sounds like you probably killed somebody.
You know what? I think it does.
Yeah.
So maybe in was it White Crown where I met with
Lord Dalmore?
Yeah. Or
kill someone in White Crown.
Leaving Amancio's little place, and as I and shut the door and pop collar out into the eternal night. And I think it's just, maybe seeing a young reveler out on the street, kind of walking home, a pair laughing, intoxicated. One of them peels off. They're alone now. They look over their shoulder. There's no one there. Down the streets, and right as his hand closes on a wrought iron gate latch, feels a tap on his shoulder, and then lips close over his mouth and suck his vital essence out.
Very good. Revelers in White Crown. Some sort of festival must be going on, because White Crown is, you know, where the government seat is located, and all of the very most wealthiest of Duskfall. So some kind of festival or special celebration is going on.
There's masks. He's wearing like a mask with a long nose, like porcelain looking with little paints in there. It's like carnival.
Yes. For one day, the government is put in charge. Fools are put in charge of the government.
A fool's feast, yes.
And some people down in the docks might say, how does that make it different from any other day?
Mm-hmm. These clowns up in White Crown.
That's right. So, you have relieved quite a bit of stress. Excellent, Ecphelia. Let's go back to Valkos.
And I'm going to go visit the Path of Echoes.
Very good. Ring leads you into the inner sanctum beneath the lighthouse and says, how have you been faring, Valkos?
And this is where I hand him the 2 gold coin that we always give them.
Right.
A tithe to. Like, I've been, well, seen better days, yet not so bad either.
We appreciate your oblations to the Path of Echoes. Ring pockets the coin and then says, do you wish to meditate at the spirit well?
I do. But before I do, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When we were incarcerated, did you send someone?
I believe that you carried out an important errand for us.
Yes.
But I did not send anyone.
There was a spirit that I was host to. And normally I am very good at remembering who I am hosting. This one, no.
Well, we knew that that might be one of the dangers of securing an ingress into the Deathlands. That's why we tapped you for that special favor.
Yes.
You've lost time again.
Yes.
Meditation at the Spirit Well can help with such things.
Yes.
Before you join the others, though, I wonder if you might consider helping the Path of Echoes with a small favor.
What favor?
There is a ink rake, a reporter, who has somehow, we hear, gotten wind of some of the identities of this group, which I know you understand depends on secrecy. Her name is Vorka Bramble. We would like for you to persuade her not to publish the identities of members of the Path of Echoes.
It is done.
Thank you, Valkos. I don't need to tell you that this is time-sensitive, so complete your meditations and inform the rest of the remnant that they have a mission. Ring walks deeper into the complex. Let's try to relieve your stress.
Okay, there you go. Oh, another three.
Another three.
It's good, though. I'm not going to overindulge.
Yeah.
So, at the spirit well now, spirits move in and out of you without latching on too tightly and taking you over. And it allows you to kind of exert control and remain aware of what's happening to you instead of losing time. And that is how meditation at the Path of Echoes spirit well works. Let's move back to Juliet. What is your next downtime activity?
I think I'm going to sort of meld some free play into this downtime just because the downtime is pretty simple. If I may, perhaps one of the times that Ophelia is away from the grotto, Juliet will try to get Valkos' attention for a private conversation as she is perhaps bandaging some wounds, applying some salves, doing a healing of some sort after being... Yeah, she's pretty bruised and beaten up, you notice, from the fight, but, you know, in very good spirits. Valkos... I'm feeling pretty good lately, but there is something that hasn't been sitting right. I feel that I want... My wants are changing, I don't know. I am conflicted. I feel tethered in a way. By what we have wrought and brought into this city. You know of who I speak.
Yes.
You and I, we walked away from Celiac for bringing a monster into this world.
And here we are, having brought another monster into this world.
Exactly. We must kill her.
Juliet, I thought you'd never ask.
And I'll just remind you, based on this conversation, of one thread from last season. Valkos, you had Sawtooth researching ways to destroy vampires.
Yes.
Right. So, anytime you want to go see Sawtooth and see if he's figured anything out, you can do that. Mm. And now, if it's okay, Juliet, should we have our healing roll?
Yes. Yep. Okay. I will do my tinker roll. And I think I get an extra die from that. Alright, there's a six, baby.
There is a six, because you have a lot of dice to do that now, which is a good thing. So a six heals a lot, right? Let's see. It's not a critical, which I think fills the whole
six
wheel.
Is three, I think.
I'm hoping for three. That's what I need.
That's what you got.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I heal, which means everything moves down one level?
That's right.
Okay, so now, guys, I'm only... plasm soaked at level one.
All right.
Okay, and I have to determine what being plasm soaked affects. I would say it definitely affects dealings with the supernatural.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Any other final thoughts about this thread that you've started?
I think I kind of... Juliet gets close and is like sort of imploring Valkos, like, you need to find out whatever you can so that we can get ahead of her. The power that she wields, it's terrifying.
Yes. Don't worry. I'm already on it.
Also, thank you for all you've taught me. It served me well, most recently.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna like sucker punch Falcos in the stomach.
Aww.
Cute.
Right? Love language.
But like,
I think we will cut the scene there.
Yeah.
This will only lead to.
Yes.
So, okay. So I've got one more downtime activity.
Let's keep that in our pocket because I think we need to see Ekphelia again.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ekphelia, this is only your second you're about to spend, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Ekphelia, what would you like to do?
I'm hunting more.
Ah, very good. And how much stress do you have left?
5 stress.
Okay, so unlikely that you'll overindulge.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
Let's see.
Okay. All right, where are you hunting now? Same place? During this festival of fools?
Oh, no.
Did you overindulge?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
what does it mean if she overindulges?
Well, here's what it means.
Oh,
one,
no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I've overindulged. What that means is this. Can we just have a little scene here?
Yes. I'll allow you to set the scene. Is this still in White Crown? Still at this festival?
Yeah. The okay. streets are filling or already full. Like I followed someone home as they were ending. There's drums. Everything is topsy turvy. The fools are in charge and there's clerks with masks with like little like royal crowns on their heads. The officials and lords are wearing motley garb and like long bulbous noses and grins that leer out of porcelain masks, and a mask with a big smile is moving among them, a live little creature that is a Caprag-Wodi. And you can see them kind of pair off with somebody, whispering into an ear, and pairing off and going into perhaps the person indicates a door. Ekoprag reaches for it and like can't and shudders, and then the other person opens it and beckons them in, and they follow and they go in together. And they're in the privacy of a dimly lit space, like the masks come off. There's and a romantic interlude begins to take place.
You're in a dining room, a finely appointed dining room.
Finely appointed dining room.
You're knocking over candles.
Like candles are being swept off of tables as like
right.
Garments are being pulled at. And then the desperation and vigor of these fumblings goes from the desperately erotic to a struggle for survival as what was once just like scratches on a back are now trying to almost like pull themselves away as Ekoprag's lips are locked over the lips of this person and filling him with them with essence. As this person's life drains away, their eyes go blank, their jaw goes slack, and perhaps a servant at that moment, like kind of hearing the noise, like opens a door with a candle burning. They're wearing a little crown on their head because they're a servant and all is topsy-turvy. And and what they see on top of the dining table is a face that kind of like turns towards them, and the eyes have moved off into the sides of the head somewhat. The teeth are far too long, jagged and sharp. There are joints where there shouldn't be joints. It looks like,
oh my God,
the rib cage is warped and distended, and this and it's pale. It just looks like a canine serpentine thing that has been shaved down to the skin, and it just lets out a as it like leaps backward and like scuttles insect like out a window.
Beautiful. So the first thing that happens is I'm going to tick the clock of Ministry of Preservation hunts Ecclelia. I think that that's only fair. So now you only have 4 segments left. The next thing that happens is I think you have a normal overindulgence consequence. And you are going to select which one you'd like. Attract trouble, select or roll an additional entanglement, brag, +2 heat. In this case, it wouldn't be bragging. It would just be these crazy actions gave you +2 heat. Because I'm even envisioning a scene where this monster is loping through the crowd of revelers and they are screaming and trying to hide from it and trying to run from it. Lost, your character vanishes for a few weeks. Play a different character. Or tapped, your current purveyor cuts you off. Well, that doesn't apply to a vampire. So yeah. Would you like to roll an additional entanglement, take +2 heat, or retire Ecclelia for a little bit? For at least 1 score, I'd say.
Retire them. Yeah, I love it. Let's retire them. But I still get a downtime activity, do I not?
You do.
Great. And we can circle back to that.
You still have one more. Okay, right. No problem. So let's now go to Valkos for Valkos's 3rd downtime activity.
And I've taken Juliette with me as well after our...
Okay. Your sparring match with quotations around it. Yeah.
Yes. And we are going to go see Sawtooth because I'm also going to heal.
Oh. Very good.
Yeah. And I kind of, you know, I sipped a Sawtooth and... It is. I mean, would it have upgraded because he's also tier 2? Like, we're tier 2 now?
He'll be tier 2 now.
Amazing. So, I'm like, so I kind of see him and I'm like, you know, Sawtooth.
Fire. Come in, come in. Fire, fire, Valkos.
Fire. Really? Juliet, I have, tasked Sawtooth with and I guess flick him a coin as well from my pocket. What? And I say I have a coin, but because it's a good friend, and I say I tasked him with finding information on our uninvited guest. And it seems that fire is the way forward. Yes,
it'll destroy the physical body. Now the problem is, wait, hold on, I've been reading books.
He says it like something he doesn't normally do.
Good job.
Pulls
Sawtooth
down these really old books.
Sorry, it's dusty. He opens up this old book and he says, the problem is that the spirit may be able to migrate to another body. So after you've burned the body, you need to have some means of capturing the spirit.
That shouldn't be a problem. We can figure out something.
Yes.
A bullet in the gut's not going to do much. Cutting off an arm? No. But setting it on fire? That will definitely give it cause for concern.
Fire, I can do.
Speaking of...
And he puts his hand in the middle of the table, like you're all going to do like a team gesture where you put your hands on top of each other's hands.
I kind of pull a knife and I'm like, do you want to play this game? And I put my hand on there as well with my splayed, and I'm like,
no, I thought this was my test.
Well, it was your test, and
to
yes,
become a member of the Remnant.
Oh, what? Sawtooth.
What? Yes.
Look, Sawtooth, you're a very good friend.
Oh, I see where this is going.
No, wait, listen, I'm not finished.
It's not you, it's me, right?
No, you have always been part of the Remnant. Just part of it. You understand?
I get it.
We right. keep you safer by not being involved.
You yes. want to see that I have combat expertise.
No,
well, check this out. He pulls a gun.
I mean, is there a world where I just play Sawtooth for the next score? If Jared's okay with that?
Of course I'm completely okay with that.
Oh my god.
Is that really what you want to do?
I mean, I don't know. If Ekphelia is really sitting the next one out.
Here's what I think is fair. Since Juliet and Valkos are in the scene, they get to they make that call.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right. I kind of look to Sawtooth and I'm like, that's gone. I'm like, you know, I came here for you to help me, but I actually think you can help us even more. I had a meeting with the our allies at the Path of Echoes, and funnily enough, they wish for us to pay a visit to a certain Inkbreaker. We could, perhaps, pass off the information that we just obtained to them. It seems like a simple job, yes? Rather than obviously convince them with fists, which I would love to do, I think a more subtle approach might be useful. And tell me, Sawtooth, would you be interested to join us on this endeavor?
We're going to deal with reporters?
Yes.
I'm great in an interview.
Oh, I bet you are.
Okay.
Can I just make one different suggestion?
Go on.
I thought we were about to kill us a damn vampire.
Well, yes, we will. We will in time. But before we do so, let us just one step at a time. Yes?
All right. I hear you. Hey, why don't you hop up on the table here?
Take good care of him.
Take good care of my baby.
All right.
Let me roll, right?
He gets plus one.
He gets plus one die, right?
I get another plus one as well for my vigorous as well.
Oh,
damn. Okay, vigorous. I'm gonna roll for Sawtooth, though, okay?
What does Sawtooth get?
Sawtooth gets two to start, but you've just given him two more dice. Okay, so that's pretty good. Here we go. Sawtooth rolls. His highest is a 5. Okay. So I believe is that two segments?
That's two segments. Do I roll mine as well?
No, I think it's just... I think that just the guy that you went to is the guy that you get.
What does a coin give him? Does it give him better equipment?
Oh yes, it does do something.
Yeah.
It does do something. Let's see...
I've just taken it from my thing.
I'm not seeing it right away.
Juliet's kind of like butt hurt next to him, like, you know, I could have.
I know.
Helped you.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
No, I think that I don't see anything about spending a coin for this.
Oh, right? No.
You can spend coin for additional activities. I believe that's a thing.
I thought it could increase the effectiveness.
The result. Basically.
Like, that's what I thought it could do, because you get them better equipment or something.
It probably can. I'm just not seeing it right away. Let's see here.
Right. It's hard to find sometimes.
Yeah. I mean...
that's visiting a physica, though, right?
It does for crafting.
Which is what you've done. Okay, the player gets a 6. He decides to spend one coin to improve the result of a critical. I see it in the example. Yes, you can.
Right.
Would you like to bring that up to a 6?
Yes. So then I get 3.
Hey, you have done so.
Brilliant.
But is that coming out of the crew coin?
No, it's coming out of my coin. I had a personal one coin left.
And you are, it's a personal one coin, and it's not out of your stash, right? Because
no, it's not out. Not out of the stash, no.
Okay, great. Just making sure. All right, yeah. Definitely you're up to a 6, and you have healed 3 segments of your clock. And does that heal your harm?
That healed my bruised.
All right.
So I'm a clean boy.
Oh, wonderful.
These scoundrels are looking so fresh and so clean. And yes.
Can I promise that I'll loop this into something I already did just to make it quick, but could I spend a coin to train my prowess, like, while I was in the fighting ring?
Yeah. I don't see why not. You can definitely spend coin for additional downtime activities, right?
Yes, that we've done before.
Okay. So you train... When you train, you get plus XP. Mark 1 XP on the XP track for an attribute or playbook advancement. You could put it in your playbook instead. If you have the appropriate crew training upgrade, mark plus 1 XP for 2 total.
Okay. So yes. I level up my prowess.
Oh my god. Jesus.
And I'm going to get a 3rd dot in skirmish.
Oh my god.
She's stacked.
Oh my god.
She's a fighter leech. She's multi-class now. She took a couple levels of barbarian.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Well done. And now let us turn to Ecphelia for Ecphelia's final downtime activity.
Okay. Laying low. Just imagine back in the little apartment of Ekoprag, high up, garret, sloping roof, dangling little puppets and things, a makeup table, vanity with a mirror, and in that mirror, like a hulking shape with the mask on. You can just see behind the mask, there's something with a few too many teeth, and in one pane of the mirror and in another pane of the mirror, it's full Gollum mode of just like,
she's slipping away from you, ducky. Your little Omi Poloni's gone away, seeking out a brawnier arm, isn't she? Yes, I dare say that she is. Trying to move in secret. Both of them speaking a language of sighs and groans. She's got his luppers all over her, darling. And she's yours. You've done it all for her. And she's throwing you away. Well, we'll just have to do something about that. She doesn't see like we do. She doesn't understand that life is a perversion. It's grotesque. Decay into nothing. But we can make her better, can't we? Snuff her out. Pull her out of that dying shell and put her into him. And then everyone gets what they want, don't they? She gets to be with him. And she gets to live forever. She gets to be what we are. She gets to be like us. And then we get to be together. Forever.
Oh my god.
Forever.
And I want to start a project, turn Juliet Bellrose into a vampire in the body of Velko.
Oh my. Okay, I'm not even sure how to approach that long-term project.
I hope it's not long-term. I hope it's next time.
Describe what your character does to advance the project clock. And roll one of your actions.
A long-term project can cover a wide variety of activities. Based on the goal of the project, the GM will tell you the clock to create and suggest a method by which you might make progress. So,
holy shit.
There are several steps.
How many segments? How many segments? Tell me how many. Tell me the steps.
Kill Juliet Bellrose.
Right.
Remove her spirit. Put spirit into Valkos. Keep spirit in Valkos until such time has elapsed that we are one.
That's four different objectives, and I would say that we would double that to create a project clock. Okay. And so I am going to go ahead and move an 8-segment clock. Turn Juliet into a vampire. And now you can use your first action. What's your first action? Part, first, you know, it's like part one of killing her.
My first Ross, action is you. To have
this
a,
is
my first action is to have a clandestine meeting with Marlene, a pugilist.
oh so, my like, god!
Got humiliated today, didn't you, dearie? Big things come in small packages. Seems she to
got,
me that
she got lucky.
Yeah, seems to me that the people of the pits might be in for a rematch. Lord knows I'd love to see it. Had her on the ropes for a bit, darling, but she got the better of you in the end. I don't suppose you'd appreciate a little aid.
Aid?
It's a
what
thing
do you
about...
want me to do?
Well, it seems to me she's shown you up. Perhaps you'd like a victory that's a little bit more permanent.
You talking about hurting her permanently?
Just so.
Let me ask you this. Would it hurt Valkos?
Oh, my dear. He would be beside himself.
Well, then
I don't know what he'd do to fill the void.
I think that Juliet might suffer a little accident. Sure.
Well, if there's anything I can do to expedite the process, you just call on your friend.
What action are you using?
I think that's a sounds like consort.
Sure.
She doesn't need swing.
All right, here comes the consort.
Okay, here we go. Six.
A six? All right, there's 8 segments. You rolled a 6, which means 3 of those segments are all... Yeah,
wait,
3
where?
Of those...
Did I not? Oh, I'm sorry. I totally misread that. I'm sorry. I'm so
you
sorry.
You got a 3 and a 1.
I got a 3.
Holy shit,
bad,
dude.
How
quick
wow, you
are
really
us, man.
Trying to murder Juliet.
I really
okay.
thought... I was like, oh, maybe some vampire shit, you know?
No. I was just... I didn't scroll down. 3.
It's okay. There we go. 1 segment of the clock has been filled, and so... Marlene is going to start making some physically dangerous trouble for Juliet, and that is part of Ecphelia's plan to destroy Juliet Shit. And move her soul into Valkos' body. It's twisted. It's perverse. But that's just the kind of plan a vampire would come up with. What character do we think Ross Bryant is going to play next time?
I mean, it sounds like Sawtooth.
Sawtooth, man.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm so excited.
I'll make me a little too. Sawtooth playbook.
Yes.
This is going to be great. And we have our score as well. We are going to silence a reporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are ready for next time. I think that's the end of the session. Congratulations,
oh
players. Some great dice today and some great situations. I'm really terrified to see where all of this goes.
Thoughts, feelings, concerns?
I have no idea. This is great. PvP, and also just like, we're very powerful, but like, Ophelia is so powerful. I have no idea how this is going to roll out, which is great.
Wheels are the wheels, baby.
I hope all of the players prepare themselves emotionally for the fact that it sounds like somebody is going to die.
Yes.
Now, excuse me while I go and study up on the PvP section of the Blades in the Dark rulebook. While I go do that, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you, Abu Celine, Josephine McAdam, and Ross Bryant. An incredible game. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.